Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.
Todd never sugarcoats it. Does he tell it straight? You bet. Does he deliver with a sense of humor? Always.
I always start my Sunday mornings off listening to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. It has tons of information, and he has such a great sense of humor.
My friends and I always tune in to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
Hold on tight. Don't let go. It's time for the Todd L. Levitt Law Show.
All right.
Welcome to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Good morning, good evening, and good night. I am yours truly, attorney Todd L. Levitt, broadcasting once again from the Black Diamond Mothership in the middle of the mitten, folks. And it is a green, nutrient-filled mitten in some places, a little white, a little frosty, a little wet from last week's rain still left over. But we are definitely broadcasting from the middle of the mitten. Craig Russell, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Todd. It is definitely fall, kind of rainy, kind of snowy, kind of weathery.
Opening day last week. And a big shout out to all my friends and family out there in the woods. Be safe. And we started the show with Wango Tango, Uncle Ted. I love Ted Nugent. I love Ted Nugent. I can just say I love Ted Nugent.
Well, you know, what's really weird is that both you and I have had some personal experiences with Ted Nugent.
Yep. That's right. You got it. What's yours?
I interviewed him a couple of years ago when I was working in Grand Rapids. Had a interview that was supposed to be 5 minutes, went 38 minutes with Uncle Ted. He went off on some stuff. Let me just say that. You know, Uncle Ted kind of can run at the mouth, but, you know, he's a big believer in the state of Michigan, and I like a lot of the things.
Second Amendment rights.
Yep.
When I was a young attorney in Metro D back in early 1990s, Uncle Ted had a radio show.
Right.
It was on a station called The Bear.
Yep.
And I think it was broadcasting from Jackson, Michigan, where he resided at the time.
Yep.
He was looking for an attorney to advertise. I was that guy.
I know.
I got to call into the show on a regular basis and talk to Uncle Ted. And a few times I spoke to him out of his compound. He was so cool to me. I'll never forget Uncle Ted. And that's why nothing but props and love to Uncle Ted and what he stands for and what he supports, and I'm stoked. And that's why we opened the show with Wango Tango.
And I think, to be really honest, Uncle Ted, if you saw him on the street today, he would probably remember you. Down-to-earth guy, would probably talk to you for 20 minutes, and he would probably bring up stuff from the old days that you probably forgotten long about. I think he's just that kind of guy.
Look, you got connections. Black Diamond.
Sure.
Black Diamond Group.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get Uncle Ted on the show?
We can try and do that. I think he's in Texas these days.
Doesn't matter. We'll call him up.
We can get him. Yeah.
I'd like to get Uncle Ted on the show. And my other wish list, I'll be at World Law Show.
I know.
Is Greta Van Fleet.
I know.
Out of Frankenmuth. I went to Frankenmuth last week, okay? With my cousin AZ.
All right.
The king.
That's
and
right.
When we sat down, I said, I'm here for Greta Van Fleet. Everybody knew exactly what I was talking about. So.
Yeah, those guys are famous from there. But,
yeah.
Well, you know who really knows them? The band is Norman Cherry. McKee, one of the owners of the radio
Cherie.
Station. Sherry. Anyway, yes, they know. They're like big fans of theirs and everything, so maybe we can work on getting Greta Van Fleet on the show.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, what law show wouldn't want a rock band on?
Yeah, we are a law show, folks, by the way. And listen, we have a lot of law. No, I'm look in front of me here.
I know. There's papers and papers and papers and everything.
We're going to be talking about, you ready for this?
Okay.
And we talked about this a few weeks back, a drug testing device called the Draeger 5000
All right.
that allows law enforcement and they're now doing roadside tests in Michigan.
Right.
And Jennifer, who works for me, Jennifer Arndt, a.k.a. Jennifer Woodruff, she's going to do some crack research together with Jackie Starr and find out if the five counties in Michigan doing roadside drug testing are using this new Draeger device. And we're going to be talking about that device and how it works.
Okay.
We also, you ready for this? We got an email from a listener. From St. Ignace.
Okay.
Because the show via Rock 105 and 95.5
right.
takes us all the way to the top of the UP.
Yeah, exactly.
The great state of Superior. Mm-hmm. I love everybody who lives in a great state of Superior. Then I had a question. The email was, where in the world is marijuana legal? So they want to know, other than certain states that are medical and legal in this country,
all right.
great United States, we love the United States of America, where in the world, not where's Waldo, right. but where's the cannabis?
It's a lot of places.
So we're going to talk about that. The FDA declared, you ready for this? CBD is beneficial.
Really?
So we got some information on that.
Okay.
We're going worldwide today with cannabis.
Because well, you know,
a friend with weed is a friend indeed as long as it's legal.
Did
you hear what I just said?
I did hear that.
Okay, it has to be legal. Okay. We're not promoting it.
No.
It has to be legal.
That's right.
Right. And allowable under the law. We got some Canadian information from Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
And another country that's really big in the marijuana scene.
Yeah. And it's not Canadian geese. It's Canada geese for those who hunt.
Oh, okay.
You ever say Canadian geese?
All the time.
It's Canada geese.
No.
I'm just saying.
Are you making that up, or is that
I'm
true?
I'm not making it up. Yeah, Look that up.
I think you're making it up.
Kudos to the state of New York. We have an update from New York in regards to veterans, PTSD, and medical marijuana.
Okay.
You think we're going to talk about cannabis and marijuana on the show today?
Possibly.
We're going to be talking about something else. And the Michigan, where this show's worldwide.
Well, yeah.
And we're starting to talk about things worldwide. But the Michigan Senate okayed guns in schools, churches, and preschools.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I'm all right, for that. So we're going to talk. You got something on that. We'll get your opinion when we come back.
Okay.
There but we hey, go. We're going to shred the gnar with Uncle Ted, Wango Tango. I'm jacked up. I got a great story to come back from break on. It's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah, it puts me in the Hall of Fame in a certain area. I'm going to keep drinking I got a mocha latte here.
Oh, my
a mint
God.
Mocha latte with four hits of espresso.
How far are you into that?
We got a guest here in the studio. What do
how
you think
far,
there?
How far
into that am I? Hold on. Let's get her on mic.
More than half.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I can't imagine. How are you sitting down? Why are you not jumping up and down and bouncing off the wall?
You don't see my knees going up and down over here?
I see you sitting. I don't know how that's working out.
My brain is moving, and it moves as it is.
I know. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday to you, Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle. We got to go to break here on the Todd Elevate Law Show. Coming back strong from break, we're going to come back strong with Ted Nugent.
Yep.
And a lot of talk about the law after a word from who?
Our sponsors.
Craig, take us out.
All right.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. If you're just tuning in for the first time, what took you so long?
No kidding.
I mean, come on.
We've been on for a long time.
No, we've been on for a long time. And if you have a smartphone, go to the App Store, download the podcast app. It is free. And subscribe to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. We're trending high right now on iTunes.
Okay,
iTunes. And we're going to be launching a new podcast.
Very soon.
And we're not going to name it yet, but yep. I think the listening audience can guess what the topic's going to be. Yeah, exactly.
Shredding the gnar?
Close.
Fat bikes? Fat tire bikes?
No, we're not even going to talk about that.
No, okay.
And I think the longtime listeners can figure out that our new podcast that you and I will be producing and recording and putting on various platforms, what it will be about. Let's just leave it at that.
I have a feeling.
Yeah. Hey, we got a lot to talk about, but I just want to talk about something that happened.
Okay.
And here's my advice to all the lovers out there who are using all the social media websites to find, you know, that perfect person in your life.
Sure.
If you're going to send someone a picture, send one. Don't use a fake picture like everybody does on Catfish on MTV, the show,
yep,
where everybody pretends to be somewhere else. Send the real picture, and don't send a picture of somebody else. I have a funny story.
Okay.
I have a fraternity brother.
All right.
And he's on one of those dating sites.
Okay.
All right. True story. Yeah, and you can verify it's true.
I can.
How can you verify it?
Because you talked to him.
I had him on speakerphone.
Yeah, and we talked to him, and so, he said it was true.
So he met this lady from East Lansing.
Okay.
And he sends her a picture. The picture was taken during CMU's homecoming this past year.
Oh, okay.
Of my fraternity brother, yours truly.
You.
And one other individual.
Okay.
He cropped it, though, and it was just myself and him.
Okay.
So he sends it to her. And then the first time they spoke on the phone after going back and forth on messaging, what's the first thing you think she said?
You look a lot like Todd L. Levitt.
No. She said, "Is that Todd Levitt in that picture?" I mean, are you kidding me?
How does she know who you are?
Well, hold on. He called me and told me this.
Okay.
I said, "Are you making this up? You're on a dating site," which, by the way, I'm not on.
Right.
Okay. I'm not on any of them, literally. Now, I'm not even using aliases or whatever.
So you say.
No, I'm not. I mean, can you imagine?
I'm just kidding.
Hey, Craig Russell's on Seeking Arrangements.
I'm just kidding.
I saw it on 60 Minutes, by the way.
Oh, really?
That scenario puts me, I think, in the Player Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Come on. I mean, come on. He sends a picture to whoever he's trying to date. I'm in the picture. And by the way, that picture, my hair is just slicked back. I'm looking 1985 all
the
way there.
You do kind of look, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Yeah,
say
back to the future, slick and, back hair.
I was going
to
say you and Guido the Killer Pimp are getting together.
Yeah, people call me Guido all the time.
Okay, we'll see. There you
but,
go.
But in any event, as it turns out, it happened to be a sorority girl who I went to college with, and she knew me.
Oh,
so it wasn't like that. But the story, he didn't tell me that right away.
Right.
And I thought, are you kidding me? You're trying to date someone to turn. And here's another. So the advice is, if you're on those dating sites, which a lot of you are,
sure,
just use your own picture.
Yeah, don't send a picture of people.
Especially
send
me.
Send a picture just yet.
Yeah.
And don't send a picture of Todd. Now here's the real story. Did they end up going out?
Yes.
They end up getting together.
Yes.
Yeah. Are they still dating or?
I don't know. We'll have to follow up with that one.
I think so. I think everybody wants to know, did Todd help? Were you not only the Player Hall of Fame, but were you the wingman?
Yeah, the wingman.
Did you help your buddy?
I don't know.
Get the date.
I don't know.
That's
hope so.
What I really want to know.
Well, I mean, we're obviously friends because they're still talking.
Okay. So that's good. So
yeah.
He didn't say to you, "Hey, no, she's a tramp and I'm not going out with her anymore," or anything like that. So that's probably good.
One of the worst things that happened to me when I was in college.
Okay.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame. By my junior going into my senior year, I was, you know, I'm a college guy.
Sure.
So I started talking to a nice college young lady because I was in college.
Right on.
And I go over to her apartment because she moved, you know, she moved out of the dorm. She's a junior. I'm going to my senior year.
All right.
I go to her apartment and she has two roommates.
Okay.
That I just happened to have dated my freshman year in a dorm. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Good night from the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. True story.
Man.
We got a lot to get to here, Craig Russell. First, let's get to where else in the world is marijuana legal? When it comes to cannabis,
okay,
every country has its own special relationship with that beautiful plant.
Sure.
Let's just agree to that.
Okay.
And it ranges, the acceptance of the plant ranges depending upon where you live and what part of the world. We all know Amsterdam led the way with ganja.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
The Netherlands, yes. I would think.
You got to give it to the Netherlands, and it's absolutely legal there.
Right. Some liberal countries, there's a lot of places I have a feeling it's going to be illegal.
Would you ever guess North Korea? That you can
really
smoke, sell, and cultivate cannabis in North Korea?
Really?
I mean, I'm just saying, I did some research.
Okay.
I had Jackie Starr, the talented and alpha female who runs my office, Jackie Starr, and her assistant, Jennifer, do some, you know, crack research on this, and this is what they provided me with.
Huh.
Yeah.
North Korea. I would have never guessed that.
Okay, Canada. You mentioned Canada.
Canada.
So Canada right now is crafting regulations to have a system for the legal cultivation, sale, and consumption of cannabis for adults in place by July 2018.
That's right.
So adults over the age of 18 can legally possess up to 30 grams of dried flower in the United States. Most states that are legal, Michigan's going that way, will be 21 and over.
Right.
Exactly. So Canada,
but
very drinking, progressive.
And the drinking age in Canada is lower too. So, I mean, they're just there a little more. It's a smaller
country. I grew up 10 mile.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to Canada when I was 15.
Exactly.
To the Canadian Club and all those places.
Now, I don't know. I don't know if I know anything about any of that.
That's what do you think Peru allows?
Peru? Probably allow 21 and up, I would guess.
So Peru, you're allowed to possess marijuana without repercussions as long as it's for personal, private, and immediate use.
Hmm. I wonder if some of these other countries, you know, because in this country, we've spent a lot of money and spent a lot of time, years and decades, studying the effects of things like marijuana and drugs on people. And I wonder if these other countries have done that or if they've just not. I don't know.
Half and half.
Okay.
Costa Rica.
All right.
You're allowed to have a small amount of marijuana, but there's no guidelines that Jennifer and Jackie could find out. So.
Okay.
But this took place late 2016.
All right. So
Spain.
Maybe have changed.
How about Spain? Look at all these countries.
Yeah.
These great countries with such history. So Spain respects the rights of private citizens to grow and consume cannabis.
Okay, but that doesn't necessarily say it's legal.
They say.
They respected the right.
You know how many dispensaries they have, they say? More than 800 dispensaries or private social clubs where enthusiasts lucky enough to get an invitation can consume the cannabis while socializing with friends, Craig, both old and new. My fake radio voice today is strong, isn't
you
it? Because this is a fake voice. When people meet
whole,
me on the street,
it's that whole coffee
and when
thing
I meet them, it's more like this. Hey, how you doing? I'm Todd Levin.
It's the coffee
but this is my fake radio voice.
It's the coffee thing.
So what do you think about countries where it's not legal, but accepted?
Well,
oh, and Israel, by the way, has been on the forefront. Not only, they say an Israeli doctor discovered THC.
Oh, okay.
No, that's true. Look it up.
Okay.
And they've been on the forefront, so kudos to Israel for that.
So countries where it's accepted, but not legal?
What do you think?
How would you define, would you consider the United States a country that it's accepting, but not legal?
No, it's legal in look at how many states it's legal in this country.
What about the places it's not legal?
Well, it's medical.
Okay.
The whole country's going that way. And by the way, you ready for some? Speaking of that, I want to get to more countries, but you ready for this?
What?
I got some amazing news for the listeners out there.
Okay.
You're going to like this.
All right.
Jeff Sessions last week, which I'm kind of tired of all this political BS that's going on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, how many of you are not?
Yeah.
Jeff Sessions, while given testimony to Congress,
right,
reaffirmed the Obama position on cannabis.
Really?
Exactly, which goes back to the Cole memo, C-O-L-E. So basically, Jeff Sessions said under testimony, under oath, his leadership at the Justice Department as the top law enforcement agent in the country is following the Obama guidelines that followed the Cole memo. And the Cole memo said basically that as long as the states are medical and legal, it leaves it to the states to decide what we want to do so we have our sovereignty, as you're seeing across the country.
Right.
And there's different factors that contain in the Cole memo. As long as the states are policing it and the laws are being followed, the feds are going to stay out of it. That's great news because people ask me all the time, are the feds coming in? Are the feds coming in? And I keep saying, no, the feds are not coming in. That's great news. It was under oath.
Now, when did he do that? When was this? When did he say it?
That was last Tuesday.
You sure it hasn't been changed by now?
No, it has not been. Come on.
No, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no. But Germany, how about recreational and medical cannabis users in Germany have little to worry about when it comes to possession and consumption. But, you know, if recreational users are caught, they could pay a fine, but no criminal penalties, according to my staff.
Okay. Now, we've talked about this before. Remember when Nevada went recreational and we started talking about how there's a lot of influx of visitors who come in? And what's the statute and what's the limitations on that? Let's say you plan a week trip to Las Vegas and you come in, can you purchase cannabis legally in Las Vegas?
Absolutely.
And consume it in your hotel room, say? Is that determined?
We talked about that before.
I know.
And I'm going to say no.
Okay.
If the hotel... Well, yes, you should be able to.
You would think you'd be able to.
I'm sure there's hotels that, I would think they would.
I would think so, too.
But if you're a private hotel owned by a private individual, not the government.
You could say,
no, I don't want any dogs. I don't want any kids. I don't want any smoking. I don't want anything. It's a privately owned business. It's not, there's no government connection, so there's no constitutional issues there.
Now, on the other hand.
Did I sound smart there?
You did really sound smart there. It was pretty good. Now, on the other hand, of course, there's other ways to take in cannabis. Of course, there's edibles and things like that, which have
CBDs, baby. CBD.
Nothing to do with any smoking or anything like that, which you would is no different than walking into your hotel room with a leftover piece of pizza from a bar you went to, or walking in with a plate of brownies.
Wait, hold on a second. Okay. I lost you there for a moment.
Okay.
You see, I heard the pizza.
Yeah.
And I had Vegas and memories of Vegas trips in my head. So hold on.
Okay.
This Vegas talk has caused me to think about trips I've had to Vegas.
Okay.
You throw in the pizza.
All right.
I'm lost.
You're in Vegas.
I'm in Vegas.
You are in Vegas.
And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's right. Well, this was leading to a bigger question about these other countries where it's legal and you can own and you can purchase and you can cultivate certain amounts of cannabis for people who are not from that country. Let's say you and I went to Greece. Could we then purchase and consume there if we so desired?
You know, I'm not so sure about Greece right now.
Or other countries.
But I can tell you, from my understanding, Greece has not, it's not legal. It may be, but I don't think it is yet.
Okay.
But I can tell you this, good question. If you're going to another country, here's the Law 101 recommendation. Check with the U.S. Embassy.
Yep.
The first thing I would do is check with the U.S. Embassy. Research the laws of that country. In fact, it's good advice to research the laws of a country despite what you plan on doing.
That's true.
We just had three UCLA basketball players arrested in China, allegedly for theft.
Yes.
I mean, you should never go to another country. You shouldn't commit a crime, period.
Well, sure.
But if you have a tendency and you just, there's something in you that it's going to happen,
Don't go to a communist country.
Don't go to North Korea.
Yeah, for something like that.
Don't do it in any country. Yeah. Don't even do it in Canada.
Yeah, no.
But it's very important to become very familiar with the laws of state to state in this country, if you're traveling across the country, regarding anything.
And it's even more of different countries.
Especially different countries.
Yeah, which is weird, you know, because I'll bring up Canada. Long time ago, you know, Canada is very close to the United States, not only in distance, but when you go to Canada, it feels like
half my family's in Canada.
Yeah, it doesn't feel much different, but there are subtle differences. One of them, I stayed in a hotel in Sault Ste. Marie. This is a long time ago, probably 20 years ago. And there was a hockey tournament going on. There was a bunch of kids in the hotel, and one of them set off the fire alarm at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, if I was staying in a hotel, say in Mount Pleasant, and the fire alarm went off, what would probably happen? Knock on the door. Sir, this is the manager. The fire alarm is going off. You need to get out. In Canada, they just walked right in. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, unlocked the door and said, the fire alarm, you got to go. And I'm like, you can't just barge into my room like this. In Canada, I guess you can. There's a lot of different laws and different legalities about things in Canada than in the United States, even though it's very similar.
Hold on a second. This may have nothing to do with the law.
Okay.
Let me explain something to the listeners that nobody has thought about.
Okay.
When you stay at a hotel or a motel,
right,
that's a contractual agreement. And have you ever taken the time to ask the manager or the attendant who's signing you in what the rules are and what they can and cannot do? It's a contract. You're paying something and you're getting something in return.
Right.
Offer and consideration. It's contract 101. So I'm just saying, if there's a fire, I'm okay with someone walking in my room and waking me the hell up.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying in the United States, I don't think that would usually happen. But in Canada, it was not a big deal.
Speaking of fires and hotels, okay, how many of you are like me? I cannot read that map on the back of my door. I cannot read them. No, I cannot read them. Here's what I do. I always stay on lower floors.
Okay.
If there's a fire, I'm breaking a freaking window. I'm tying some sheets up. God forbid, look, there's a lot of people out there who have been victims. We're not trying to make light on someone being in a situation.
Not at all.
I'm just saying, I'm not that articulate where I could understand some of that architectural maps like you are here.
Yeah.
Okay, I've tried those and ended up in the wrong place. I'm just saying I feel better just breaking a window if I'm on floor one and jumping out the window rather than trying to find my way out of that maze.
And why are the hotel rooms always like $700 a night on the back of those little cards? You know, it tells you rate for one room, $249. It's like, this is a Motel 6. I paid $38 for this room. Why are you telling me it's $249? Whoever gets charged that for a room at the Motel 6?
It's a great point.
I don't know.
I was checking out of the Iceman a couple weeks ago. Stayed at a great hotel, the Cherry Hill Hotel.
Oh, okay.
I told him I was going to check out early the next morning. Can I just leave?
Sure.
And I had a deposit on the room. The lady, who was very nice and very kind, said, before we refund your deposit for the amenities, we have to count the pillows in your room because guests, we got to make sure you didn't steal any of the, the pillows, the lamps.
Wow.
They hotels count pillows. You know how many towels? I would not want a towel from a hotel. You might as well go shower with sandpaper because hotels do not have good towels.
But on the other hand, I'll tell you this much.
And toilet paper is horrible. Bring your own toilet paper.
Those hotels lose a lot of money from people stealing towels and pillows and blankets and stuff. And who has to pay for it? We do when they raise the rates.
I know we're a law show, but is it too hard for a hotel to get some nice soft toilet tissue and a nice soft towel? I mean, my luggage, if I go for one night, weighs like 150 pounds because I have towels in there. I have toilet paper, paper towels. I have cleaning supplies. I have sheets and comforters. I'm bringing my whole bedroom to the hotel. In fact, here's something else I want to tell you. I'm back to sleeping in a sleeping bag on my bed now.
Really?
Yeah, did you know that?
I knew that from before.
Yeah, no, I'm back to the sleeping bag. It's so, why should I only go camping and stay in my sleeping bag? It's from J Sporting Goods. It's a $400 sleeping bag. It's 20 below. It's goose feathers, and it's the most comfortable thing. Who needs anything else other than that? We are a law show, by the way.
Believe it or not.
When we come back from break, we're going to talk about this Draeger Drug Tester 5000.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And what are you going to talk about?
Talking about the Michigan Senate okaying guns in schools and churches and preschools.
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff.
And we've continued to have a special guest in studio.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
She's barely awake, man. Sunday morning's early for her.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong once again, Craig Russell, with our good friend Uncle Ted. Love Uncle Ted. Wango Tango.
Uncle Ted.
God, I love that song.
Uncle Ted.
It's a Wango Tango.
No, that's right.
Hey, have you ever been to Thirsty's in Cadillac?
I've heard of it, but I've never been there.
I stopped off there a couple weeks ago. Okay. I'm telling you, folks, if you're going on 115 heading anywhere through Cadillac, stop off at Thirsty's.
All right.
It's home of the make your own ice cream.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Okay. It's family owned. They have craft beer. Bob is there and it's just a great family owned business.
That's cool. Love
Thirsty's.
Love those places.
Oh, bourbon craft beer, home make your own ice cream. They have a big black bear there.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they're known. Awesome. But great place. Love it. If you're going up towards Cab or Fay, it's right on the right hand side. Why don't you turn off of 115?
All right.
Yeah. Hey. Huge show so far.
Big show.
No, we're talking about a lot of different things.
Right.
Let's talk about Michigan Senate did pass some legislation in regards to guns in schools, churches.
And preschools.
And preschools. What do you got? What do you got?
They voted mostly along party lines. Mostly it's a Republican-led Senate. A couple of bills, 25 to 12 and 26 to 11, they voted that they should be allowed. Guns should be allowed by, of course, people who are registered handgun owners and who are trained to have them in guns and schools and churches and preschools. A lot of the reasoning being all the shootings that have happened, of course, a couple of weeks ago, the church shooting, the school shootings in the past.
They tried, a guy tried to get into a school in California. He couldn't get in.
Exactly, because it was on lockdown.
I'm all for that. I'm all for that bill, and I've talked about this before. I'm a Second Amendment guy. I'm all for certain individuals in elementary schools, preschool, churches, where else?
In schools, churches, and
preschools. Yeah, universities. I'm all for it.
Even possibly at in arenas and sporting events and things like that. They think that if, say, a shooter comes in and is going to do a mass shooting, that somebody who is trained could take care of that person.
Do you think that mass shooter would think twice knowing that someone's going to be at the door there ready with an AR?
I
Or 12-gauge?
I think
these people are so out there. They don't probably. Yeah. This school did the right thing. It was locked down.
It was. And as much as it is a gun situation, but it's also a mental health situation. A lot of these people who are involved are.
But that has nothing to do with the issue of allowing firearms in these establishments. No, I'm all for it.
No, but I'm saying whether or not people have them in establishments or not, I still think people who have mental health issues are still going to take guns and still going to try and shoot people.
But are you for or against this legislation? Against it, hasn't been signed into law
it
yet.
And I don't
it's
think
just, it's passing through the Senate.
Yeah, it's passed through the Senate. It's still got to go through the House. And I remember before Governor Snyder said he would veto it no matter what. Now, the sponsor of the bill, Senator Meekhoff, says he thinks he's got some work to do. The Michigan State Police has not put forth an opinion yet. And he says he thinks he's got some work to do with the government. This is all in Michigan, of course.
Yeah, and I support every time you bring it up, I support the troopers.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan State Police do a great job. And big shout out. I have a lot of friends that are troopers out there putting their lives on the line.
My guess is the fact that they have not given an opinion about this. You would think if they were for it, they would have an opinion right off the bat and would say, yep, we're all for it. But I bet you something to do with maybe they think having more guns is not necessarily going to be the answer. Having the right
people. It's not the issue. Having more guns is not the issue.
Having the right people with guns who are well-trained is a better thing than having just anybody. I mean, but then but I'm just saying, I don't know why they wouldn't have an opinion if they were for it. If they were for it, you'd think they would say, we're on board.
I'm for it. I'm going on the record.
I'm hearing you say that.
What are you?
I'm hearing you say that.
You want more information.
I do.
I don't need any more information.
I need to know more because, you know, as much as I would want to believe a kindergarten teacher could pull out a pistol and take care of a shooter, not necessarily. I don't know.
I'm not talking pistols. I'm talking, you know, equal.
But then do you really want an assault rifle in a room with a bunch of third graders? I don't necessarily know if that's the
I didn't say it would
either.
Be in a classroom, but I would like to know that somebody has it in that school who's trained. I mean, there's some great military vets, men and women. There's law enforcement.
Agreed.
Look, there's law enforcement officers who are retired. Do you know how many retired law enforcement officers work as deputies and how many veterans who have come back, which we love our veterans, are working in the security industry right now? So I'm okay with these trained officials. But look, here's the thing. We want our kids to be safe. We want people to be safe in their place of worship, universities. We live in a different time in society now.
No, that is agreed. I guess the only thing my only guess would say is, let's say you have one administrator in a school who's got an assault rifle, and what if he can't get to that assault rifle before the guy comes in who's shooting up the school shoots him? You put all your eggs in that one basket, and if that basket all of a sudden something happens to it, then what happens? So I don't necessarily know if that's the answer. It might be a multi-pronged answer to the question, but it might not be the only
So answer. Let me answer that. That guy, that veteran, law enforcement officer, well-trained individual, is sitting, unfortunately, now possibly in a security room located in the back of the church, located at the theater, at the high school, university. So they're in a security location. They're watching the cameras like anywhere else, and they'll see this person approaching. So they'll have an opportunity to get out there and defend the people.
Let's hope that happens.
I'm just thinking at the top of my head, but I'd like to see that. Unfortunately, again, the society we live in, but I'm okay with that in the schools. I'm sorry. I don't want my kids being at risk like that. This is the way society is today, and no one's proven me anything different.
No, but on the other side of that,
I'm going to get a lot of pushback from this, but I'm not budging.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not budging on this point.
There's no way that these kind of bills get through, you know, they couldn't pass lowering our car insurance, but they are passing bills to try and get guns into schools. So there's obviously not a lot of pushback for some of this stuff.
Yeah. And hey, and speaking of pushing legislation through,
okay,
I want to comment on something here, but I just want to reset that we are a law show. I am attorney Todd L. Levitt out of Mount Pleasant, Michigan, practicing criminal defense all the way to the top of the UP. So I do misdemeanor felonies, driver's license restoration. But if you or someone you know, Craig, is in a car, truck, or automobile accident, I'm associated with attorney John Marco, the best in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
He used to work for Feiger, the Michigan Supreme Court. So contact our office at 989-772-6000. I'm just saying.
Right.
And I'll put you in touch with John Marco's cell phone.
Now, you know, you always say you've been practicing for 23 years. And I've known you for over a year now, and it's still 23 years. Should it be 24 years now?
We're coming into 24 this coming spring of 2018.
Okay, all right. I just want to make sure we've got the timeline set here.
Okay, I want to say a couple things.
Okay.
I really want this tax bill to go through.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a corporation. I'm a business. Okay, I'm an attorney, but I'm a business owner.
Sure.
I'm a small business owner.
Sure.
Okay. It is ridiculous, the tax code on small businesses. And how does not that, by cutting taxes on, I'm not an accountant, so there's somebody out there listening to this, they're probably going to disagree with me. But if you cut, if you give the small businesses a break, the mom and pops, I'm a sole practitioner. I mean, I'm associated with other lawyers like John Marco and whatnot.
Sure.
But that puts more money in our pocket so that we can support our family, send our kids to school, go spend money in all the stores. So if you lower the corporate tax for us business owners, it's going to stimulate the economy.
And then
I'm just going to say that. So I need this bill to go through. So right now we got control of the House, the Senate. There's control of the president. This has got to pass this tax bill. We need help.
And I'll say this much, too. And, you know, Jackie and Jennifer, who are in your office, would probably agree with this, too, that if you've got more money in your pocket, you can pass more money along to them. And you can put more money in their pocket.
Exactly.
And that stimulates the economy as
well.
But
here's the other thing. I don't know the whole tax bill. I get a headache when it comes to taxes.
Sure.
I just know that I pay way too much corporate taxes. I pay a lot. I'm happy to contribute. The other thing, health care, you ready for this? My monthly payment just for me is going to go up to over $1,100 a month.
That's crazy.
No. Did you hear what I said? Wow. I called the marketplace because you have to be enrolled by a certain time.
Yeah, I know.
I got a tax penalty last year because they said someone in my household wasn't insured. Okay, everyone was insured. But here's the thing. My health care is going up to over $1,100 a month because of Obamacare. And my deductible, like overall, close to $10,000.
I know.
Okay, that's crazy.
Now, I looked at mine. I'm obviously in a different tax bracket than you, but the lowest one that I found for myself is like $150 a month, but that's with a $13,000 deductible. So my doctor's visits are full price until I meet the deductible. You know how long it's going to, I would have to go to the doctor like every other day for the year to get the deductible at some point. So it's, I don't even know.
You know, I look at people who have disability, mm-hmm. that where they get Medicare, Medicaid.
Yeah, Medicaid, Medicare.
I mean, I know individuals who rightfully so deserve it.
Yep.
And I think to myself, I'm happy to pay for those people, but I'm not happy to carry all the slugs out there who aren't working that are capable of working. I mean, I wish this Obamacare never took place. I want people to be insured. I want people to have access to health insurance. But here's the thing. If people aren't willing to work and they're capable of working, I shouldn't have to pay for those people.
Unfortunately.
I'm just saying, Craig.
I know. And unfortunately, unlike in Canada, one of the places we were talking about earlier, you know, they have universal health care, but they also pay 60-70% tax on some things. Now, here's another part of this whole bill that you might not have known has changed in the last couple of days. They wanted to take the Obamacare penalty out. So they were talking about getting taking the penalty off the board. So if you didn't have insurance, you wouldn't get penalized in your taxes.
Here's Canada. I have a buddy of mine who moved up towards Thunder Bay.
Okay.
Married a Canadian woman.
Okay.
Beautiful. Thunder Bay up along Lake Superior.
Beautiful
up there.
Area.
I love that. Wow. I love going up there. He said that, yes, they do have access to health care.
Universal health care.
But their taxes are so high.
Oh, yeah.
He said, do not move to Canada. I love Canada.
Yep.
Okay. But he said, if you're an American, you think you want to move to Canada to get free health insurance, you better plan on paying taxes up the yin yang.
Yeah. I mean, some places it's 60-70% taxes on some things. Go to Canada and buy something. Because not only is there a GST, but there's a PST and a couple of other
STs. Is there an ABC, LMNOP, QR, ST, ADD?
You're an ADD, but that's beside the point altogether. Hey, we should probably take a break, but I know you want to talk more about that little gizmo, the drug testing gizmo.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I just want to say.
Maybe we shouldn't call it a gizmo, but we need to talk
about it. I saw it on the Today Show last week, the Draeger drug test 5000, and they took four individuals. One, so out of the four, two did not smoke cannabis or ingest edibles. The other two did. And so the devices, they take a swab in on your gums and your saliva.
Okay.
They put the device into the Draeger drug test 5000, and it got it right.
Wow.
Those that had edibles in their system, THC. But here's the thing. It didn't show the levels. It just showed that they were positive. So we're talking, folks, about a device. It's a handheld device that apparently it will test whether or not there's THC in your system.
Okay.
But here's the thing. In all these states where it's legal, And it's medical, I mean, you're going to have immunity. So if I'm driving down the road and I'm not driving erratically and I'm at a roadside stop and there's THC in my system, I get a pass.
That's right.
I'm legal.
We have to go to
break. I'm just saying.
I'll bring up something very interesting about all that when we go to break. We'll come back, It's the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Wango Tango, Ted Nugent. Seacrest out. Welcome back to the Todd L. Levitt Law Show. Coming back strong again with Wango Tango. Craig Russell from The Morning Hustle, 8 days a week now.
9 days on Sundays.
9 days on Sundays. You'll tune into the Todd L. Levitt Law Show each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on 98.5 UPS.
Rock 105, 95.5. We just rock out of Sheboygan and Traverse City.
And podcast.
Santa Cartman.
Cartman, how you doing?
Cartman.
I'm Cartman from Rock 105.
Santa Smitty, too.
I can't. I love Smitty. Love Smitty. Yep. After the show today, though, I'm going to be talking to our buddies up at Harrison Power Sports.
Oh, really?
I get everything from sleds to mechanical things taken care of. I've got to talk to Emerson Sean up at Harrison Power Sports. Great place.
It's getting to be that time of year.
And that's why I got to talk to those guys.
Yeah. Yep. You get your sled tuned up and get
sled
some
tuned up.
New stuff and everything. Yep.
Did you see I had a couple pieces of furniture over there?
I did.
Yep. Got that from New Millennium Pawn Shop.
Oh, really?
In Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
They have furniture?
New Millennium Pawn Shop's right off of 127 and M20.
Okay.
Right near the IHOP over there.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And right across from Art Van. Okay. Check it. Go talk to Angelo. Tell him you heard it here on the Todd Levitt Law Show. That pawn shop has hunting supplies, gear, everything.
I didn't know they had
quality. Everything.
Had
I
guess that makes sense.
Everything. Ireland, by the way, here's a deviation for you.
Okay.
Ireland's medical cannabis bill moves forward with surprising support.
Really?
I'm 3% Irish, according to my ancestry DNA test. Mm-hmm. So that came out on November 15th, last Wednesday.
Wow.
So kudos to my country, men and women, at least 3% of me.
That's right. Hey, you were talking about that Draeger drug testing gizmo thing here. So is that the knock on it, that it is not, it doesn't tell what the percentage of the THC in your system is? It just says either yay or nay. You either have it in your system or you don't. And that's all it tells. You think it's going to get more technologically advanced as time goes on?
You know, I was watching this on today's show, and I looked, you know, Jennifer and Jackie, who do my crack research here, provided me, Jennifer actually did, with this Draeger drug test information, right? Well, I just list right off their website.
Yeah, right.
It may test your THC level, but I'm saying, as an attorney, these things are going to be tested in the courts.
Right.
That's what I mean, because that's how things get worked out. An attorney takes it to trial. The judge rules against it. The lawyer appeals to the Court of Appeals. Then they apply, you know, then they go up to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court wants to hear it. So, I mean, this is how law is made.
I'm just wondering.
So there's lawyers that are going to argue this all the way up.
So now,
like the BAC, chemical test device.
A breathalyzer, those portable breathalyzers, at first, were they able to tell the amount?
Here's the problem. I'm one of the top specialists in driver's license restoration in the state of Michigan.
Right.
No, literally, people come to my office from all over the state, and people who are out of state that lost their license when they were in state, they contact our office. We help reinstore their driving privileges if they're eligible.
As they should.
And they have these devices installed that are ignition interlock devices.
Right.
And one of them is a Draeger device.
Oh, okay. So you would think eventually they would be able to tell the amount of THC in you.
There are so many problems with all five devices that are utilized in the state of Michigan. There's something called false positives. If you eat something, it'll cause something to go off. You have spicy food. You put certain types of alcohol on your hands. Now, look, if you have spicy food and you blow a .08, and then over the next 20 to 30 minutes, it starts going down, well, that tells the state of Michigan that you're consuming alcohol. But if you blow into these ignition interlock devices in an automobile,
and it registers, let's say, 0.04, and then you clear it in 5 minutes, and it's still you clearing it on the camera, then you're okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, no,
the
it makes total
is
sense.
There's problems with all these ignition interlock devices that have been around now for over a decade, if not, you know, more than a decade and a half. You don't think there's going to be problems with this test? You better believe it. And that's the problem as a criminal defense attorney, that enough's enough already. Let my people go. No, I'm being serious. I'm tired of the people in this country, the state of Michigan, being held hostage by all these rules and regulations that just destroy our constitutional rights. Enough. We want to be free.
He's Attorney Todd L. Levitt, and he approved this message.
I'm being serious.
No, I know you are.
I'm tired of all the drug testing, the alcohol testing, all the electric monitors, the ignition interlocks, the roadside THC stops. I mean, what happened to, you know, our constitutional rights, our freedom of movement? Where's our freedom?
You know what I'm sick of?
No, I'm being, see, I'm, know, look, I'm I not know. Anti-government.
No, I know you
I
not.
Love America. I'm not anti-government.
Nor are you anti-law enforcement.
No,
I
love
that.
Law enforcement.
I understand that.
But that doesn't mean that I don't have issues with what takes place every day. And that's why I do everything I can to represent the people who I end up representing and try to get the best outcome for them. But this radio show is a platform. And I just want to say I'm tired of it. Enough restrictions on my people. One thing I can't stand is random drug and alcohol testing. You know, I'm sorry, a lot of the courts use it, but there's already enough placed on these men and women who have to get their kids to daycare, they have to get to work, they have to get to their jobs. I mean, there are some cases where people need it to comply with the bond,
yep,
bond conditions, but it's case by case.
You know what I'm sick of?
That's all I want to say.
You know what I'm sick of?
But I'm not criticizing any court individually. I'm just considering, I'm criticizing the process, and it's all about one thing, money.
You know what I'm sick of?
Me complaining?
No, I'm sick of the fact that not all McDonald's have the McRib. I want my McRib. Get my McRib. Let his people go and get me my McRib.
I'm tired.
I'm not hire you as my attorney.
No, I'm tired of the restrictions.
I understand.
And now we've got these counties doing roadside testing. I don't blame law enforcement. I mean, enough's enough already. And it's all about money, because what happens is these companies hire lobbyists, and it takes years and years, and they push and push and push, and then all of a sudden, there's more and more devices.
And there's more and more money.
There's more and more money. These people are already bogged down with enough taxes, health insurance costs on the federal level. Now the state has to pile on the driver responsibility fee. When is that going away? Enough. Can somebody please take office and do something? Please?
Todd Levitt for president, 2020.
No, I'm not running for anything.
I know. You should, though.
My Walter White bobblehead.
I understand.
No, I'm just, you know what? I'm just tired of this, and I speak for a lot of people out there.
I know.
They know what I'm talking about. I see it all the time. And in fairness to a lot of judges, though, a lot of judges will go easier on people on fines and costs. I don't blame the judges. You know who I blame? I blame our elected officials who give in to lobbyists who are representing these companies that put forth these devices and whatnot that get this stuff passed that then bogs it down on my clients and the people.
Look what you just did. You just knocked
Sal Goodman
over.
That's okay.
He's now hurt. Hey, you know what? Our elected officials did do something this past week in Lansing. Did you hear about this? They repealed the
Obamacare?
The beer keg tab process.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I know. They took care of that. Because they obviously they realized that having to put a name on a keg is... I mean, they're trying to curb underage drinking.
In 2003, when Granholm was governor, in an effort to raise more revenue for the state of Michigan, the drive responsibility fee was passed, signed as an act. The drive responsibility fee, for those that don't know what it is, which probably everybody does, at that time, if you were convicted of certain drinking and driving offenses, if you're convicted of operating while intoxicated, not only do you have to pay attorney fees, court costs, oversight fees, probation, testing, and other counseling fees, $1,000 a year for 2 years of the state of Michigan. Impaired, $500 a year for 2 years. Speeding tickets, over 7 points, $150 for 2 years. More and more and more. Until the state of Michigan gets rid of the driver responsibility fee, I'm not going to stop complaining on behalf of the state people of the state of Michigan. Well, that's just an example of government piling on its citizens. Government's supposed to help us instead of hurting us. And a driver responsibility fee has to go away.
What does that driver's responsibility fee fund? It has to fund something.
Nothing.
No, that money's got to go somewhere for some reason.
Your guess is, I've tried to trace it, okay. Track it. Try calling somebody, your elected official, and asking them, where's the fee go? You think you're going to get an answer?
Probably not.
Of course not. Where's our lottery money go?
It was supposed to go to education.
You think education, let's not get into it. You think education in the state is equal after all the money men and women in the state have spent on lotteries? Heck no. Yeah, education is different from county to county, school district to school district. Don't get me started on education, because I think we should only have to go to school 2 to 3 days a week for only a couple hours a day. That's all I'm saying.
I'm telling you, man, you need to run for office.
I'm not running for anything.
You should.
No, why?
Solid ideas, and you speak for the people.
I am.
Isn't that what running for office is all about?
I've got the show. That's good enough.
The show is good enough. Are you sure about that?
I'm not running for anything. Good enough. All right, I'm running. You know where I'm going?
Where are you going?
If I do anything, I'm going to the back country.
Why don't you run for the president of the state of Superior?
I would love to live in the great state of Superior.
I know you would.
Otherwise known as the Upper Peninsula.
Be the governor
of
Superior.
You know what blows my mind? That there's a lot of people I know who have never been in the UP.
How is that possible?
No, it's true.
How is that possible? You live in the state of Michigan. It's part of the state. That's like saying, hey, I live in Indiana and I've never been to Indianapolis.
There's people in the state who have never even been to Indian River.
Let alone Indianapolis.
No, I'm serious. Have you ever been to Sheboygan?
I've been to everywhere.
You've been to Sheboygan?
I've been to Sheboygan.
How about Roger City?
I've been to Roger City. Okay. I know people from Roger City.
How about Petoskey?
I used to live in Petoskey.
Oh, by the way, Kingsley, Michigan finally passed their ordinances. They're going to allow that company to come in there. I think it's Theracan.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I may be saying it wrong. Put up a multi-million.
Yeah.
Good job, Kingsley.
Kingsley, yay.
For creating jobs and whatnot. I mean, I'm still concerned about the mom and pop and the caregivers and whatnot. And, you know, big companies coming in. But at least it's coming. And it's going to employ men and women. And men and women out there, take these jobs. Become educated. Put value to yourself. The more you know, the more you learn in this industry, the more you will have value, and then you can sell your services to other companies. There are not enough qualified men and women in this state to be involved in the cannabis industry. I know there's a lot of great growers out there, but I'm talking from management of cannabis industry to this major equipment to the whole operation. Get these jobs and learn.
I bet you once all the licensing comes in and all that starts the ball rolling, a lot of those things are going to change. I think there'll be a lot more people who will get involved in that now that it becomes an actual legitimate business and a legitimate legal product in the state.
Kingsley's not going to allow dispensaries, though.
So they're going to make it and grow it, but they're not going to sell it.
They're going to grow it, process it, transport it, and test it, but they're going to have to go somewhere else, like the great town of Kalkaska, which I'm a fan of.
Right on.
Kalkaska,
yeah.
Michigan. Yep. Way to go, Kalkaska.
Yep.
To get your medicine and eventually recreational.
But there'll be other parts. What county is Kingsley in? Is Kingsley in?
It's up towards Grand Traverse area.
Traverse County?
I don't know.
There'll be other places in Grand Traverse County that you can get.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be other dispensaries just because, I mean, Kingsley's a small town. You've been to Kingsley before.
Been through Kingsley.
Yeah, Kingsley's, there's not much to Kingsley.
The great people in Kingsley.
Used to know people who owned the bar in Kingsley, and so I know a lot of
you, Craig Russell from the Morning Hustle, 9 days a week. You know a lot of people.
I know a lot of people.
You do know a lot of people.
A lot.
You know who I'm a good friend of?
Who?
Dr. Bob from Denali Healthcare.
Is he ever going to come back on?
Yeah, we support Denali Healthcare. Great sponsor of the show. Dr. Bob does so much for pain management. Contact Dr. Bob. And Chad Malley?
Malley Well Drilling.
No, the best. Yeah, I just referred someone to Chad Malley Well Drilling last week. They said, and there's no one better than Chad Malley at Well Drilling, and he's just a great guy, period.
Awesome.
And Clark Modular Homes off of M20.
I love seeing those homes, man. Those homes are spectacular.
And the men and women who work for Clark Modular right there off M20,
yep,
between Midland and Mount Pleasant, the men and women are so knowledgeable, and the quality of the modular homes are fantastic.
Unbelievable.
I mean, if you're up from downstate, stop off at Clark Modular, walk around, take a look at their homes. And then another one of my favorite places is Clear Vision Windows and Siding.
Oh,
roofing,
yeah.
Attic insulation.
They do it all.
Clear Vision Windows, again, quality products at Clear Vision Windows, but the men and women, the owners and the staff, they're such great people. So it makes you feel good when you're going to Clear Vision Windows that not only are you getting good products, but it's a great, great people, great customer service, and just great people.
And on top of it, they're good people. It's good to have good supporters of this show and sponsors of this show, people who you can get behind and really, you know, they're not, there's no shady stuff going on.
And those
on
are the
here.
Sponsors of our show, Chad Malley, Dr. Bob, Clark Modular Homes, Harrison Power Sports, Clear Vision Windows, and New Millennium Pawn Shop. And we have room for maybe one or two more sponsors. So if you or someone you know thinks that your company or business fits this show and you're in the Traverse City, Lower UP, anywhere in the listening area here, contact Black Diamond Group at Rock 105 or WUPS.
That's right.
And tell them you're interested in advertising on the Todd Levitt Law Show, and you'll get some plugs and get to promote and keep doing what we're doing.
That's right. And you'll be, maybe your window place will put new windows in Todd's house.
No, you got it. Yes. Hey, Craig, what a show.
I know.
Controversial? No.
No.
Very
heated?
Informative.
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 A little heated, a little fired up, a little riled up.
I want to thank Jackie Starr for being in studio today. Jackie Starr and Jennifer Woodruff were both in studio.
Okay.
So big shout out to those nice ladies who run my office, and they do a great job.
Thank you,
at the Todd
L.
Levitt Law
Firm.
Thank
you. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
All right. You got to go. You got to
go.
You got to hit the woods.
I got to hit the woods, and I want everyone to have a safe day out there. Wear orange. Be safe. Have fun. We're going to have Ted Nugent take us out. Craig Russell, I'll see you next week. I'm not just a litigator. I'm wangoing and tangoing. I'm an advocator.
The Todd L. Levitt Law Show, brought to you by Chad Malley Well Drilling of Rosebush, Clark Modular Homes, your most experienced and trusted builder of Mount Pleasant, Harrison Power Sports, Central Michigan's fastest growing full-line Arctic Cat dealer, Dr. Robert Townsend and Denali Healthcare for your alternative healthcare needs, Clear Vision Windows, Siding, Roofing, and Attic Insulation of Midland, offering free estimates and easy financing, and New Millennium Pawn Shop in Mount Pleasant, paying top dollar for gold and silver.
Opinions expressed on this radio program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station.